Well, greetings to you today in the precious name of Jesus. This is Steve Clark, and I'm excited about being able to share the daily inspiration today. This is day four in my time here. Each one of us, the speakers here, get 1 week. And this is day four, the 26th, and as I was speaking last time and finishing up chapter one of Ephesians, and what we're looking at this week is the two words or the little phrase, in Christ. It's often found in the New Testament, and we've been looking at what it is to be in Christ, or promises and the blessings that we have in Christ. And as I was just finishing up yesterday's, I was stumbling around trying to pick out, just by scanning over, pick out the spiritual blessings that we as Christians have if we are in Christ. So when I hung up the phone, I started making a list, and I finished that up today and also went into chapter 2. But a list of the spiritual blessings and promises that are contained there in chapter 1 and 2. And it says there in verse 3 of chapter 1, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." We, as the children of God, if we are in Christ, if you are born again, you have a walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are living your life for Him. You have been saved, bought by the blood of Christ, and in our you've repented and converted, that you have spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And that position is in Christ. And it's so beautiful to see. And so I just want to go through my list here and share that with you. This is chapter 1 of Ephesians, and the spiritual blessings and the promises, as it says another place here, but that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. That is God's desire for His people, is to be holy. Now, there's some form of Christianity, they call it Christianity, but it just says that you can accept Jesus into your heart, say this prayer, or agree to a few different things there and say yes, 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 and then you're saved, and you can live any way you want to live. And that's not, they wouldn't say it like that, but that's basically the doctrine that they teach. But that's not what the Bible teaches. It says that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. This is the spiritual, one of the spiritual blessings, or sorry, not spiritual blessings, but one of the spiritual blessings in heavenly places that it talks about there in verse 3, and this is just verse 4. And so that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. That is God's will, and He has given us the power to do that, to live right, to be a righteous person. It's through His grace we have been given that power to live right. That, and another one then, that we are adopted into His family. What a spiritual blessing that is. Verse 5, I'm no longer part of the devil's family. I am adopted into the family of God. And that we are accepted in the beloved. That's verse 6, that we are accepted in Christ if we are in Him. And that we have redemption through His blood, verse 7. Redemption, being redeemed by the blood of Christ. Oh, that song, it just comes to my mind. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And forgiveness of sins. Oh, I do have forgiveness of sins, verse 7. What a spiritual blessing that is. Wisdom and prudence. Verse 8 is mine, and prudence means moral insight. We would have moral insight. That's mine through Christ, and we would know the mystery of his will. Verse 9, that's another spiritual blessing, and that we will be gathered together with all the saints of all times. That's verse 10. Sounds like heaven to me. And that we would be given an inheritance, verse 11. Yesterday we talked about the earnest of our inheritance. I don't know if you remember what that is. That's chapter 1, 2, the earnest of our inheritance. That's the Holy Spirit that he's given to us. And that we would be sealed with the Holy Spirit, verse 13. That we would have redemption, that would be redeemed. Okay, verse 14. Maybe I backed up here a little bit. Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, verse 17. That our eyes, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. We could understand things that didn't make sense before in the spiritual realm. We can understand those things because of being in Christ. That's verse 18. And that we would know the hope of his calling. We could know God's, the hope of his calling for our lives, verse 18, and that we would have the riches of the glory of his inheritance, verse 18. And that we would have the exceeding greatness of his power, the exceeding greatness of God's power, verse 19. And 23, it would be being part of Christ's body. So that's chapter 1, 17 different things that I picked out, and I'm sure I didn't get everything. I could have put more things down there, I'm sure, just the spiritual blessings. And maybe I went through them too quick, and maybe your head is a little bit swimming, all those things, but you know what? Those things are in your Bible just as they are in mine, and you can make your own list and pick out the things that it says there in chapter 1 that are spiritual blessings and be encouraged and blessed by that. Well, there's a few more in chapter 2, and I'd like to go through those. Also, I continued the list out of chapter 2 that we would be made alive when we were dead in trespasses and sins. That's verses 1 and 5, chapter 2. And that God the Father, God the Father raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ, verse 6. And that making us isn't like we didn't want to do it or we don't want to do it. It's that it's such a privilege that we can sit together in heavenly places with Christ, verse 6. And that in the ages to come, God showing us the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ. That's verse 7. And that we would be God's workmanship unto good works. Verse 10. And that's, you notice grace is talked about here in these verses. Let me just read. Let me read from verse 4 in chapter 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. So here he was rich in mercy. He is rich in mercy. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us or made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. There it is, the word grace. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's the phrase we're looking at, in Christ Jesus. And we're looking at today the benefits, the spiritual blessings, the promises that we have because we are in Christ, if we are in Christ. And oh, I hope you are in Christ. If you aren't, I just hope this inspiration just wants you to surrender your whole life to Christ and live your life for him. Verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace, there's grace again, in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace, there it is again, are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Salvation is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So here are three times, I think it was, that the word grace is there, and mercy was there one time in these verses. And a lot of times people say that grace is God's unmerited favor, and that is true. But it's not only God's unmerited favor, but it's also the power to live right. It's the power to live a righteous life. That is God's grace, and we have it here in these verses. If you notice that it's not only a right standing with Christ, as it says there in verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. That's a right standing, our right standing that we have in Christ. But it's not just that, but it's also a right living, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That's that right living along with the right standing, and that's part of God's grace. So I think I've, did I finish the list? I think I did here. Well, maybe not. I was just in verse 10 there, God's workmanship unto good works. And then verses 12 and 13, that made partakers of the covenants of promise, and no longer without hope and without God, but are made partakers by the blood of Christ, and making us partakers with the children of Abraham, and granting us peace. That's verses 14, 15, 16, and 17. And having access unto the Father, verse 18, access unto the Father because of Jesus Christ. We can pray, Abba, Father. We can come to the Father and have our petitions heard and our prayers answered because of being in Christ, verse 18. And that we would have fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, verse 19. And being built together for a habitation of God, verses 21 and 22. So these are just some of the things that I picked out, most of them probably, but I'm sure that you could probably find more. And I encourage you to do that. Like I said, your Bible and my Bible has the same words in it, and you can pick these spiritual blessings and promises like I have. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. And that we would be in Christ. We would see the blessing that it is to be in Christ and want no other life, only to live our lives for Christ, to be more sold out to him. So God bless you.